From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. German police are searching for a Tunisian man suspected of involvement in Monday's attack in Berlin. An arrest warrant issued Wednesday names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen. The warrant says he has used at least 6 different aliases and 3 different nationalities in the past and is considered armed and dangerous. The evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for a day. The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly 6-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mr. Erdogan has also blamed Gulen for July's failed coup, something he denies. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year holidays when a series of explosions erupted. Most of the stalls in the market were destroyed. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday the attacks in Europe this week prove he is right about his plans to institute tough screening for Muslims attempting to enter the United States.
An attack on humanity, that's what it is. It's an attack on humanity, and it's got to be stopped.
Trump spoke to reporters in Florida, where he is continuing to interview candidates to fill key positions in his administration. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a ban on offshore oil and natural gas drilling throughout large areas of the Arctic and the U.S. Atlantic seaboard. The White House announced the bans Wednesday in conjunction with the Canadian government, which also placed a moratorium on drilling in its Arctic waters. The American Petroleum Institute says the bans should be reversed. The incoming administration of Donald Trump and/or Congress could attempt to turn back Mr. Obama's decision. The United States is denying claims made by a Russian spokesman that the two countries have all but frozen communications channels, saying both sides were still engaged. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Mir TV Wednesday almost every level of dialogue has been severed with the United States. But State Department spokesman John Kirby said Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had spoken by phone as late as Tuesday about the war in Syria. Petrov also says he expects the Trump administration would take what he called a more constructive approach to Russian relations, although he cautioned against excess optimism. Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. The court ruled that he should stay in power until the elections, which the ruling party has set for 2018. Opposition demonstrators are demanding Mr. Kabila step down. A group of Roman Catholic bishops has sponsored talks between the opposition and the ruling party. They are calling for an agreement between the sides by Sunday. Local media and insurgent sources say Taliban gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed the house of an Afghan lawmaker in Kabul, killing at least 5 people. Witnesses say 3 insurgents took part in the assault. Afghan special forces engaged the militants in a gunfight. The fate of the lawmaker, Malim Merwali, is unclear. Sao Tome and Principe, a Western African ally of Taiwan since 1997, cut its ties Wednesday. Taiwan followed by disbanding the embassy in Taipei and stopping the range of exchanges. The government's mainland affairs council said China used money diplomacy to push the nation to make the break. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.